Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this May 4th.
That's it. We've got a do not fear for you today, or do not be afraid, actually. But same thing, Luke 1 verse 30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
Hallelujah.
All right.
Today's call, we're going to talk about seven ways to take the enemy out. Hallelujah. Woo. So here's a question. Are you in the midst of an attack? Do you need reinforcements and encouragement for the battle? God is sending this message to you this morning in the form of Joshua 1:9, New International Version. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Mm-mm.
This powerful verse contains seven ways to take the enemy out, winning every battle, not just surviving, but thriving through every adversity.
That's it. Number one, follow my instructions. The first thing he says in Joshua 1:9 is, have not I commanded thee? We need to know what the Lord is saying and remember it so we can put it to work when we need it. Psalm 119:60, New Living Translation, says, I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. The Hebrew word for commanded is the word command, give orders, give charge to, or order. If we want to assume a position of leadership in any area of endeavor, we want to do well to heed the words of the Bible, and we want to throw in Ben Franklin here. He says, he that cannot obey cannot command.
Well,
that's called authority. Let's start the command found in Joshua 1:8 in the Classic Amplified Bibles, where I'm taking it from. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. King James Version says, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. The Hebrew word for meditate is H1897, and it means to utter, to muse, to mutter, to meditate, to speak. It comes from a root word that actually means whisper. So the general impression of the word meditate is that you know, in our modern society,
yes,
that you just think about something and about pondering it in your mind. But the Hebrew translation shows us that we're not just to ponder and think, but we're going to speak it out. Even if we have to whisper it, we're going to speak the word. In Matthew 12:34, Classic Amplified, it says, for out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why we got to have a lot of word in our heart.
That's it.
There is always power in the spoken word. Be careful what you say. We want to discuss one part of Joshua 1:8. King James Version says that thou shalt mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Message Bible says making sure you practice everything written in it. It's not a matter of reading it, it's a matter of doing it. It's clear from Joshua 1:8, truly, that we're to read, speak, do what the Word of God says. Before moving to the second point, we want to encourage you to personalize Joshua 1:8. You hear that? You want to personalize Joshua 1:8. That's your alarm telling you, personalize it.
Well, this book of the law shall not depart out of Bev's mouth, but she shall meditate on it day and night, that Bev may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then Bev shall make her way prosperous, and then she shall deal wisely, hallelujah, and have good success.
You know, we could actually say that to so many people. Bev, meaning Beverly, our friend in D.C.
Brenda. Thank you for saying
that. We could say it for Denise. We could put Lana in there. We could put Sonia. We could put so many people, honey. Put your name in there.
It takes half a day to do all that.
Well, I'm just saying, put your name in there and personalize it. Okay.
Number two, be strong The Hebrew word for strong means to strengthen, prevail, harden, be strong, become strong, be courageous, be firm, grow firm. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
That's so good.
If a boxer wants to win his upcoming heavyweight championship fight, he must follow the instructions of a good trainer. Someone once said, invest in yourself. It's like being a boxer. You got to be in the training. So when the bell rings, you get your direction, you come out of your corner, and you're ready.
And we had our bell go off already.
Yes, we did. Your personal trainer, the Holy Spirit, is telling you to strengthen yourself so you can become stronger and more fit by reading, speaking, and acting on the Word of God. We're so blessed by the words of Zechariah 10:12, New Living Translation. By my power, I will make my people strong, and by my authority, they will go wherever they wish. I, the Lord, have spoken. God wants you strong in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
You might just say that I am strong in the power of God's might.
That's it. Number three, have courage. Joshua 1:9, remember, have I not commanded thee, be strong and be of good courage? The Hebrew word for courage means alert, courageous, brave, to exhibit strength. The verse says that we're to be strong and courageous. You know, it's one thing to be strong, but it's actually something entirely different to be brave. Over the years, we've known a lot of people who are strong, but not necessarily courageous, meaning they weren't really ready to stand up for what they believe. Psalm 31:24. So those two go together. They're not just the same word. Psalm 31:24, New Living Translation says, so be strong and courageous, all you who hope, put your hope in the Lord.
Wow.
Strength is a component of courage, but courage is not necessarily a part of strength.
Profound.
Let's say it in another way. Courage means having the strength to do something despite being afraid. So how do you become courageous? The same way you become strong, by reading, speaking, and acting on the word.
Yes.
People don't lack strength so much as they lack the courage to do something with what they've got.
Wow. Number four, don't be afraid. If God tells you to be not afraid, how many times does he have to tell you something before you get it and live it? Well, we're reading a do not be afraid scripture every day.
That's it.
There are 365 of them in the Bible.
Mm.
And see, we're told in so many places in the scripture, be not afraid. In the Message Bible, there are 44 verses that say, don't be afraid. 66 verses in the New Living Translation with the exact same scriptural directive. 2 Kings 1:15 says, be not afraid of him. Deuteronomy 20:1, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee. 2 Chronicles 20:15, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Mark 5:36, be not afraid, only believe. Regardless of whether you say be not afraid or don't be afraid, the message is clear. We have nothing to fear because God is on our side. Read Romans 8:31.
You'll love it. Number five, don't be dismayed. The New Living Translation, the Contemporary English Version, and the Message Bible all say don't be discouraged. The great Napoleon Hill said one time, what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement.
Great quote.
It is a great quote, and it's really referring to the Holy Spirit in us. Deuteronomy 31:8, New International Version, offers also some great advice. It says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Once again, the remedy for discouragement, read your Bible. Do what it says.
Number six, God is with you. The Lord your God, your Jehovah Jireh, provider, your Jehovah Shammah, peace, your Jehovah Rapha, healer, he is with you 24/7. Contemporary English version of Joshua 1:9 says, I will be there to help you. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I love that.
Isaiah 43:1 Message Bible. Do not be afraid. I have redeemed you. I have called your name. You're mine. When you hand over your head, I'll be there with you.
Ooh.
When you're in rough waters, you'll not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God.
Think of that.
And Psalm 46:1 says,
so good.
God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in time of trouble.
Mm. Number seven, God is with you every step you take. Joshua 1:9 Message Bible says, God, your God, is with you every step you take. Not only is God with you every step of the way, but he has his eyes on you. He's watching you. And we love to go back to Psalm 32:8, classic amplified. I love it. Pray it every day. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Hallelujah. That's something you need to be quoting every day. Go out of the house expectant that you're going to take dominion and win. That is just the truth.
Amen.
And there is so much good stuff in this today.
There really is.
And every day. We want to just jumpstart you. We don't want you to just have to walk out of the house every day. We want you to be able to jump up and go, I can't wait to get out there and do exploits for God. Anyway,
amen.
I could get carried away. But that's what I'm going to do. How about you, baby?
Me too, baby.
And we know all of you will, too.
Today, we're going to glorify God.
And terrify the devil.
That's what our goal is every day.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. So if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. Just hit sow a seed and do what he says. That is all we ever ask. Praise the Lord for you and want you to be victorious.
Yes.
In everything your hands find.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God and apply them to your life.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.